Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, this month, Dr. Prather, is Women's Health Month, and last week we talked about menopause, perimenopause, and we've gotten a lot of feedback.
Sure. It's a big concern for quite a few people. A lot of women suffer from that.
Well, men can suffer from
menopause. Yeah, they can suffer from it from the, yeah, there's a lot of things that occur. And you've heard some things where different women talked about their experiences during perimenopause and just all the problems that can occur, and some of them quite serious.
Right. I talked to one patient of ours that had listened to the show, and she's in her 80s now, but she said when she went through it, there were times where she wanted to kill herself, and it's serious, but there is help out there.
Yes.
Help. So, but in honor of women's health, we're going to talk about another subject, fibrocystic breast disease.
Yes. Say that quickly 20 times.
Dr. Prather, what is a fibrocystic breast, and is it truly a disease?
Well, they've decided that it's not a disease. It is an abnormality of the breasts that occur. Though 50% of all women will experience fibrocystic breast disease or fibrocystic breasts at some time in their life. So this is something that is very common. It can be scary. It can be painful. There is a lot involved with that. But what happens is there are tiny cysts that develop within the breast. They're not quite sure exactly why, though there's a tremendous amount of things that can occur on that. Mm-hmm. And then when those cysts swell, then you start to get pain, lumps. You can actually get fibrous material start to form in there and cause a tremendous amount of discomfort, worry, and concern. Of course, one of the biggest concerns when you start to have lumps in your breast is breast cancer.
Right.
Which is a very common problem with women. And so it is something that many women experience, and it's something that should be taken seriously, both by women and their doctors. I've had many women come in, and I was talking about different aspects of their health, having an exam done, and found out that they had fibrocystic breasts, and they said, "Oh, that's just me. You know, my doctor says no big problem. It's a common type of thing, and not to worry about it." And that's not actually true. You know, that's a sign that something's definitely wrong. It does need to be looked into and taken care of, because it is a good indicator of your overall health and well-being. So, you know, those are important markers, and should be looked at carefully. And really what you want is normal tissue within the breast. You don't want to see the other. And if there is a an issue with the breast in that type of situation, that should be addressed just for your overall health and well-being.
You know, you said it was scary. Is it, I mean, because you don't, are these cysts, or are they
cancer? And one of the things that is important is learning how to do a proper breast exam to be able to differentiate between the two. When you're talking about fibrocystic breasts, they are tender. Cancer actually isn't. The nodules aren't usually tender. And then also feeling whether they're attached to the back wall. If they're free-floating, they're probably not a problem. If they're attached to the back wall. So you can, if you are trained to examine a breast properly, you can tell the difference between cancerous cysts, you know, cancerous tumors in there, or fibrocystic cysts. If you, of course, there's always a question. You always have to do a biopsy to find out if which one it is. And, you know, taking good care of the breast health, because breast cancer is actually pretty safe if you catch it early. Mm-hmm. If you catch it late, then it's a real problem. So self-examination is an important part, and becoming familiar with your own breasts is an important part of a woman's health.
So is fibrocystic breast disease, is it dangerous?
There is controversy on that. Mm-hmm. The official line is that there is no connection between fibrocystic breasts and breast cancer. That's the official one. Just because they don't see a one-to-one correlation. They don't see the fibrocystic cysts in the breast becoming cancerous. But the truth of it is, and what I found in the researchers that I look to, is yes, there is a very definite one-to-one correlation on how much fibrocystic disease you have in the breast and your tendency towards breast cancer. Mm. So do the cysts in fibrocystic breast disease develop into cancer? No, not usually. But if there are problems along those lines, is there a higher likelihood that you will develop breast cancer? Yes.
Okay. So what causes fibrocystic breasts?
There are many different reasons that we have found that cause fibrocystic breasts. One of the ones that's very, everyone agrees on is hormonal imbalance. Mm. So those old hormones again.
Mm-hmm. Darn it.
Men are a lot simpler on their hormones.
Yes, you are simple beings.
We are very simple beings. women, because they go through cycles on a monthly basis, we are a species. Most species only can become fertile during one time in the year. Mm-hmm. And so it's a much more simpler process. So there are very specified types of things. Humans are a little bit different. Just because women have a constant fertility that most, even mammals, don't have. Mm. So, you know, having that type of a cycle along those lines and the changes that occur on a regular basis, it's a very complicated type of a process. Matter of fact, I tell women, men are basically, you've got a set target and you just aim for it and shoot. Mm-hmm. Women, it's a moving target.
Mm. As you're treating, you mean, or just hormones?
The hormones change mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. So there's a constant change on that where men are nice and steady. Mm-hmm. So much easier to treat a male than a female, mm-hmm. Just because of the cycle that's involved. So even what you're taking has to change on a monthly basis. So, again, it becomes, women are much more complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. But we're worth it.
Yeah, that's right. So, yes, the hormones are very much a very big part of that. And if you have fibrocystic breasts, probably your hormones are off. But it's not just that. Mm-hmm. There are other factors that go into it also. There are free radicals that are involved. There's lymphatic tissue that can be a problem. There can be infections that can help to lead to that. Gut health has a lot to do with it. The toxicity of your liver and your overall body. So there can be chemicals, pesticides, mm-hmm. All sorts of things that can be involved in fibrocystic breasts. So having a good understanding of that is very, very important to work with that, to discover what are all the issues that are leading up to that and doing a good diagnostics to find out exactly what it is that's causing that.
And you're saying take it seriously.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is a very good indicator. One of the good indicators of your health, mm-hmm. Because it's right there in front of you, mm-hmm. and letting you know that something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When we come back, let's talk about the different treatments for fibrocystic breasts.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, tell us why your weight loss program is unique.
Well, we're not just interested in your weight loss. We're interested in your overall health and well-being. So, you know, again, we are an office that is looking at homeostasis within the body. And homeostasis on your fat percentage is an extremely important part because that determines a lot of your pH, your hormones. It has a huge effect on how your body actually works. So we're not just looking at, yes, we want you to lose weight, but we want you to lose weight in a healthy manner.
That you'll be able to keep it off.
That you'll be able to keep it off. We don't allow people to gain their weight back. You know, we really try to keep up with them and make sure that they have a lifestyle that maintains their weight, their desired weight. And then we also check to see what is the proper weight that you should be for the percentage of fat. Because that is what is really important on this. And we also look at the whole person. What is it that's actually keeping you from being able to get where you want to be, whether it's emotional issues, whether it could be like we had a patient who was low iron. And that low iron was, they just couldn't lose weight until they got their iron levels back up.
Thyroid, endocrine system.
Yeah, endocrine system that's out of balance. So we figure out what it is that's going to get you to a healthy state. And as you get to that healthy state, it makes it very easy then to lose the weight. And people are surprised at, that they're able to lose the weight and feel so much better. That's one of the beauties of all this.
And the other thing, too, it's very individualized.
Very individualized.
We have type 1 diabetics on the program. We've had people with type 2 get off their insulin. So with it being medically supervised and blood work is taken, so we know exactly what's going on.
Yes, we do. And that just makes all the difference in the world. And it, people have different types of, I mean, it's amazing how many different individual types of needs and quirks and all sorts of things that people have. And working with them to help them to get where they want to be is always a pleasure.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
So today we're talking about fibrocystic breast disease. It is Women's Health Month, and we women have a lot of hormones. And you're talking about a moving target.
Moving target.
I know right now I'm premenopausal, and we're checking me every 3 to 4 weeks, and supplements do change. Things do change, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing what a difference it makes when you're on things and when you're not, isn't it?
Oh, no hot flashes. Yeah, I'm more even keel. If I ever am even keel. All right. So let's talk about the medical treatments for fibrocystic breast disease. Okay to call that if it's not a disease?
I mean, that's what it's commonly known as.
Okay.
But as they thought about it, they didn't really consider it a disease process. You know, it's more of a condition.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the medical treatments for it.
Sure. As they talk about the success of the medical treatments, it's pretty poor. Of course, hormone treatments is one of the things that's looked at. You can also do some anti-inflammatories to help with some of the symptoms. But medically, it's pretty well considered not a high success rate.
Okay.
So from a standpoint of disease care, treating it is not really an excellent type of way. One of the things is that I had a young lady who came in, and she was 19, and she had had five operations on her breasts because of fibrocystic breast condition, where it was so painful. Hmm. I mean, she could hardly wear a top.
Mm-hmm.
And very lumpy, and they were very concerned about it. So they had done surgery to remove the cysts, and she was scheduled for two mastectomies.
Mm-hmm.
So they were going to do a double mastectomy to hope to cure the problem.
And there was no cancer?
There was no cancer.
Okay.
And just because of the condition, they said there was nothing more that could be done. Can you live with it? And she said no. And they said the only option is surgery. So she came in to me, had heard from a grandmother's friend that we had taken care of her fibrocystic breasts, and had come in hoping to have some type of an answer. And poor thing, I mean, it was literally true. She could hardly even wear a top with the amount of pain and all the
and so young.
And so young. And there was some deformity that was, you know, some visible deformity that was occurring on that. Anyway, we did the diagnostics on her and approached that. The main thing that was going on with her was free radical pathology.
Mm.
She had really bad free radicals, basically coming from the gut. So we worked with her, did some different types of things, did some treatments on the breasts, and 3 months later, she had absolutely perfect breasts.
Mm.
They had even changed shape, size. Absolutely no tenderness, no cysts. It was 100%.
Hmm. Are you careful saying that they can come to the Prather practice and have perfect breasts? And no surgery.
And no surgery. So, you know, there was obviously a dramatic change. She was
right.
Very happy.
Mm-hmm.
We had followed up with her a year later and still no reoccurrence.
That's great.
So,
and so you found on her free radicals.
Free radicals. There was some hormonal shifts on that, but the biggest thing was free radical pathology. Now, let me explain what free radicals are,
because
a lot of people have a misunderstanding.
That was my next question.
Oh, very good question. One of the things is the free radicals are, we have a process of oxygenation in the body. And as you are working with oxygen molecules for energy, they're unstable, and electrons can fire off from that. And those electrons traveling through the body is what causes free radical pathology. It's a toxin to the body. It makes changes throughout the system. It's one of the leading causes of cancer, cardiovascular disease, aging. It's the same process of decomposition that occurs on metal, like a rusty gate.
Uh-huh.
Rust is a free radical pathology of the steel.
So that's kind of the visual.
So we're becoming rusty is basically what occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several things that can kick off free radical pathology. One of the most common ones, stress can, other different types of things, deficiencies in the body, and gut health has a lot to do with it. So what you do is you can take quite a few different types of things that can help with free radical pathology. They call those antioxidants because they're it's obviously coming off of the oxygen molecule.
The de-rusters.
The de-rusters. So you're talking about de-rusting the body, getting that down, and there were other things that were going on, but the main thing was the heavy free radicals that she was experiencing in her system as we got that down. And that's one thing that is also a very important part of breast health. And it not only causes fibrocystic disease, but also breast cancer. Free radical pathology is one of the things that kicks that off. That's why there's a correlation between the two.
Interesting. So we talked about the medical treatment, which isn't too encouraging for a fibrocystic breast condition.
It's a frustrating thing for, and that's one of the reasons that I feel that they changed it from a disease, because it wasn't something that they could really treat.
Okay, interesting. Well, let's talk about the structure function approach and how you treat it, the Prather practice.
Certainly. Of course, understanding structure function is that the idea on that is you're bringing things into balance, which is called homeostasis. Mm-hmm. So you look for the physiology on how things are not working correctly, and then you get it working within the body's normal function to bring that back into place. Also, you're working with it structurally because there are structural normals. So when you have fibrocystic breasts, that is a sign that there is an imbalance in the body. The body is no longer in homeostasis. And as you find out where the body is out of homeostasis, then you make that correction and the body heals itself. Mm. That's one of the big things.
I like when you say the body's the hero.
The body's the hero. We help to facilitate it. When you're talking about disease care, the doctor is the hero.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they're doing is they're overriding the body's own mechanisms when the body is no longer working correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go in there and cause a change within the system to get things out of a crisis situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where disease care really comes through. And that's why there is a different attitude in healthcare between disease care doctors and structure function doctors.
Mm.
Disease care doctors are the heroes. They are invasive. And what they're looking for is a crisis to be invasive in.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about structure function, we are facilitators.
Mm-hmm.
You
are not a hero, sorry.
I am not a hero. I am not the one who's... I'm finding out what the body needs,
mm-hmm.
and then giving what the body needs, making the corrections in the body, and then the body takes care of it. So you have to have a different type of attitude if you're doing structure function care versus disease care.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is hard to mix the two. In other words, I don't think, you know, with the mindset of a structure function doctor, mm-hmm. it does not make a good disease doctor, and a disease doctor doesn't make a good structure function doctor.
But you need both.
You need both.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we're really trying to get a system together, mm-hmm. where we healthcare system, we provide the primary care, and when the body's no longer able to maintain homeostasis, mm-hmm. the body goes into a crisis, then a referral to a disease doctor with the excellent pharmaceuticals, excellent surgical abilities that they have to stop that process. We truly have the best disease care model in the world here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have a healthcare crisis is because we have a very poorly developed and utilized structure function care.
Mm-hmm.
Because structure function is where you have the cost savings. Disease care is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So the healthcare crisis, I'm just putting a plug in here, anybody who's listening,
you're talking about... This would solve the healthcare crisis.
This would solve, if we could implement and integrate the two, we would have a resolution of the healthcare crisis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to end that segment there because that's powerful. When we come back, more on fibrocystic breast condition.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I'm wearing new contacts. I just had my prescription changed after 6 years. You ever wait that long? Then you get new lenses. You're like, man, I could have been seeing things. How can instantly improve vision not be at the top of your to-do list? I'll see tomorrow. I don't don't have time. I don't have time to see clearly. No, I don't. I don't. No, I can't do that. You see what's on my desk?
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
So today we're talking about fibrocystic breast condition in honor of women's health. And Dr. Prather, we were talking about the treatment structure function care. Why are diagnostics so important?
Well, with structure function care, you're even more dependent upon diagnostics than you are with disease care. Once you find out what disease you're dealing with, then you're done with diagnostics. Mm-hmm. For us, we need to find out why things are off. Mm-hmm. So we need to be more comprehensive on what we're looking at. We need to be more exacting. And then we need to recheck on that to make sure that we're making the progress. So really looking at the evidence, what is and an understanding of homeostasis within the body, what that looks like, is a very exacting type of a science within lab testing. So being very thorough, looking at all the different possibilities, when you're talking about fibrocystic disease or fibrocystic breasts, whatever you like to call it, there are quite a few different factors that can go into that. So looking at the whole gamut on that is very important because you don't want to miss things, because if you miss something, you aren't going to have the same results.
And like you said, it could be different for one woman and the next woman.
Absolutely. It could be mainly hormones. It could be a liver condition where you have a toxic liver and produce that. Free radicals, we talked about that as an issue. Lymphatic problems. Could be the issue. It could even be structural, not even functional. You could also have a low iodine situation. So,
Is prevalent in Indiana.
Very prevalent in Indiana. The thyroid absorbs the majority of the iodine that's needed. But breasts are number two on the need for iodine. I've had women with very, very tender breasts with a tremendous number of cysts in there, and got their iodine levels up to par and completely cured. So iodine is a very big factor along those lines that can play a role in cystic breasts. Vitamin D can play a role. Your fatty acid levels. And the balance of the fatty acids can also play a role.
We're back to balance.
Right. It can be complicated. And one of the things that, as the problems with research, because they say, well, let's do a research project. Let's take fibrocystic breasts. And then
Are you going into a different voice?
I am going into I'm talking like the
researcher.
And they say let's hit iodine and see what percentage of if that cures fibrocystic breasts. Okay, let's look at a antioxidant and see if that does it. Let's do a lymphatic drainer and see if that does it. And they get a certain percentage of cure, but I could do the diagnostics and tell you which ones it's going to work on, which ones it's not. So
maybe they should add that component.
They should. in other words, they are looking for a one cure cause relationship, and that's not how structure function works. So we can't seem to help the researchers to understand that it's not a pharmaceutical. A pharmaceutical overrides the body to create a result. So you can do a one pharmaceutical for a particular condition, do a research project on it, and find out if it works or not. That works in pharmaceuticals. You cannot... There are two different games, structure function care and pharmaceutical disease care, are one's football and one's basketball. And if you take the basketball players and throw them out there against a team who's playing football, it's not going to be a pretty sight.
Especially if they don't have helmets on.
No helmets, no padding, you know, and they say, well, see, it didn't work. So, you know, it's a mindset type of a shift, and I've tried to explain that to medical researchers, and they look at me like I've got two heads. You know, they don't understand. I can explain it to lay people who have no scientific background, and they go, oh, I get it. And I explain it to a medical researcher who has four PhDs, and he goes, I don't get it. So it's interesting. It's interesting.
So why is hormonal balance so important with fibrocystic breasts?
Well, the hormones is, the breasts are very, very connected to the hormones. Because the breasts have to change function, structure, you know, at different times, you know, for getting ready for lactation, getting ready for a baby. So they change on a monthly basis. So the hormones play a very big role on how the balance goes through there. And discovering exactly how those hormones are off, you're talking about 64 hormones that can affect the breasts.
That's it?
Yeah. So, you know, getting a good idea of how the imbalance is going, how to get that balanced out, and during different times of the month, it's a very, very critical type of thing. And one of the things that's agreed on is, well, truly any imbalance it shows up in the breasts. But one of the most common ones that really shows up is a estrogen dominance. And when you're talking about estrogen, you're also talking about different kinds of estrogen. So it even gets more complicated than that.
I thought there was just one estrogen.
No. There's good estrogens that do quite a bit of help, and then there are ones that cause a lot of toxicity. So even looking at the balance, and then there's an influence of other hormones on the estrogen that also plays a big role.
So high...
Yeah, people start to glaze over at that point.
My head is going in circles. So how do you, at the Prather practice, treat hormonal balance or imbalances?
Well, there are several different ways that you can treat hormonal imbalance. There are, of course, the pharmaceuticals, which is... does have a dangerous component to that. And you're basically, you know, hitting... My thought is you're sort of killing a gnat with an atom bomb.
So when you talk about... Are you talking about pharmaceuticals?
Pharmaceuticals. And then you also have bioidentical.
Okay.
And then you have natural...
you're talking about the hormone replacement.
The hormone replacement therapy. So you have hormone replacement therapy, bioidenticals... And then you have a much more gentler way of doing it. And what determines the risk with the hormones is the how much regulation the body has with them. The most risky hormones, as we've talked about before, are bioidentical. Why? Because the body accepts them as their own hormones, so it doesn't modify them. So what you get is what the body's going to act on. And... The woman's body's changing daily. So what's good for you on your bioidentical hormones day one of your cycle is not the same as day 20 of your cycle. Do you see what I'm saying? So you would need to change the bioidentical hormones in an exacting way on a daily basis.
So they have to come in every day and to be accurate. Yeah. Don't you have a story of someone that a woman that came in to the office that had bioidentical treatment?
And I have hundreds of stories on that.
And what do you find?
It's a disaster. They decided to do a research project because people were clamoring for it. Oh, these are fantastic. These are wonderful. And, yeah, you can make people feel better on them and do some changes, but the risks are extremely high. They shut down. They tried to do it a couple of times, and they shut down the project because the mortality rate was unacceptable. So you're really playing with fire with bioidentical hormones. That type of a level is a very, very intense. Now, are there some people who need that? Well, yeah, there are some cases along those lines where that type of thing needs to be done, but needs to be carefully monitored, needs to be done by an expert. It's a very involved type of process.
Sounds like it needs to be monitored daily.
It needs to be monitored on a very regular basis. So bioidentical hormones, I do not just recommend casually. That's a very small percentage of...
We don't do that at the Prather practice.
We don't do that. Then you have hormone replacement therapy, which have been shown to be very risky. There is some modification that's done by the body, so it's not as dangerous. So the body does some of the modification, makes it a little bit more, and it's safer than bioidentical hormones. But again, you have to really watch it, and we don't see near the problem, but there is a very definitely higher risk of different forms of cancer and other problems that can be associated with that.
Well, let's talk about why is structure function care preferred with hormonal balance?
Well, what we do is we look at plant-based products where the body needs to take that that chemicals, and then it needs to transform it, you know, utilize that, shape it. And the more that the body is involved in the regulation, the better the outcome and the safer that's involved.
Interesting. So our body knows something.
Our the regulation on that and just the chemicals and the amount of changes that take place along those lines is really quite amazing. So helping the body to regulate, giving the body the necessary equipment, so finding out where the deficiencies are and providing those for the body and then helping with the regulation along those lines really, really makes a long-term type of change. So it's a much more gentler, much easier on the system. And then it also helps the body to start to work on its own. The problem with bioidentical is it shuts down the body's own production. And also, if you're talking about hormone replacement therapy, trying to get the body then to start to work along with that is also difficult. Whereas with functional care, on that really assists the body to become its own hero, and pretty soon you don't need the extra products to make it work because now the body is working properly.
Oh, so you're not on them for life?
Some people are just because of other different types of issues, but oftentimes we find that either we can go off of them completely, and you have a self-regulating mechanism at that point until you damage yourself again. Or it's a minor type of help that you have.
You said plant-based.
Yeah, oftentimes plant-based type of products. There are also animal products that can go along with that. One of the best ways to get, the thyroid medicine is to actually get it from an animal. It provides all the nutrients that are necessary to make the thyroid work, and you can provide it that way. Adrenals also. So there's also organ therapy that you can do, plant-based. There's vitamins and minerals that you can provide, help to balance that out. And then homeopathy. That's really the thing that separates us, is we are very, very advanced in our homeopathy. And our homeopathy is what really changes things quickly and really provides the difference to the function of the hormones.
All right. When we come back, more on fibrocystic breast condition.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. The three tests, Dr. Prather, that you suggest everyone have every year, you know, to give a complete picture of health is the Prather Profile Blood Analysis, the GI Effects Stool Kit, and the Hair Analysis. And what does the Hair Analysis reveal about a person's health?
Well, one of the most important things that we're looking on a hair analysis is the possibility of heavy metal toxicity. That can cause a huge variety of diseases and symptoms that can actually occur. Any type of autoimmune disease could begin with a heavy metal toxicity, or any type of neurological conditions, MS, ALS. A lot of those types of diseases can be kicked off by heavy metal toxicity. Including a whole host of symptoms that would be hard to explain any other way. The other things that show up with the hair analysis is the balance of the minerals. It can play a huge effect on the entire system. Now, when plants actually grow, they can actually make the fatty acids, the vitamins, the amino acids, but the minerals have to come from the ground. So if the minerals aren't there, they can't make them. So the most common deficiencies that can occur in nutritional health of an individual is mineral deficiencies or mineral imbalances. And the hair analysis is the best way to actually show up those changes that can occur.
Well, how does the hair analysis help find the root cause of health issues? And no pun intended there.
When you're actually trying to discover what's going on in an individual, so many things can actually result with a mineral imbalance or a heavy metal toxicity that it really behooves us to actually do that particular test. And that's one reason that I recommend it be done at least once a year. And if there's any type of important type of disease process going on or unexplained symptoms, checking on the hair analysis really can show a tremendous amount and cause reveal the underlying problem.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, today we're talking about fibrocystic breast condition. And Dr. Prather, we talked, you know, how common is this among women?
Well, about 50% of all the women are going to have a definite issue with that sometime in their life.
50%?
50%. So, pretty common.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about how free radicals contribute. Let's talk about what role does gut health play?
Well, a very interesting thing about the gut, one thing that they find clinically, is having high levels of fiber clears up the cystics, breast.
Interesting.
So, it's a... It plays such a role on that. It reduces the toxins in the body.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to balance out the hormones. It helps you to lose weight.
We're talking about fiber.
Fiber. Fiber. And fiber has such an effect on the toxicity of the body. It reduces the free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
That it probably one of the best things you could do for your diet is to increase the amount of fiber. And that's one of the things we find on a very consistent basis is that Americans don't take in enough fiber. Mm. And we do a stool sample where people send it in, we get the results back, and it's almost a probably 98% of people have abnormally low gut bacteria that are involved with fiber, because when you eat a lot of fiber, it changes the bacteria that you have in your gut. So if you have a nice balance on that within the gut bacteria, you have a better functioning gut, so you can absorb the nutrients better, you don't build up toxins, you aren't constipated, you don't have all the different types of issues. So you're, if the gut flora is out of balance, then you start to develop a lot more toxins in the system. And as you develop those toxins, it travels into the system. First, what it does is it backs up the liver, makes the liver toxic, and then it also spreads in through the lymphatic system, which then causes the abnormal chemistry in the breasts, which results in the fibrocystic disease.
Interesting.
So increase your fiber.
Yeah, I just did a three-day juicing, green juices, and that really helped.
Well, one of the things is half of it was fiber.
Yeah.
So
it's a great way to get fiber.
Right. And what we do is we have way too many empty calories, where we have the white bread, white sugar, those types of things, and it creates a bacteria within our gut that is imbalanced and one that puts on weight. Because you're absorbing high amounts of calories instead of nutrients.
So makes sense.
It's a really, really good thing, and it's amazing how many issues in your entire life are fixed by eating large amounts of fiber.
So what role does the liver play?
Well, the liver is the detoxifier of the body. So if the liver is backed up, and we do blood tests to find out how the liver is working, and again, very few people their liver is working up to par. So when you have a toxic liver, that produces poisons in the system, but also then the liver doesn't work as well. And one of the things that the liver does is if you have an imbalance in your hormones, then the liver will go on ahead and balance them back. So it can make any of the hormones, or it destroys hormones. So it's the regulator, it's the chemistry lab of the body. And so if you can get the chemistry going correctly, then you can see a huge difference in how you feel, your energy level, and the toxicity, and also helps to lose weight. So the liver is very, very important. And some of the different types of well-known herbs that that work with that are known to work with hormones. Dong Quai is a very famous one that women have been taking for several thousand years, and they find that it helps with the whole balance of the hormones. It's not directly a hormone product. It's a liver detoxifier.
Dong Quai.
Dong Quai. You can also take Silmarillion, is also an excellent, or milk thistle. Is also an excellent detoxifier. So there are several different herbs, several different ways to detox the liver. But
hey,
as you
Dong
do
Quai
that,
is such a cool name. It sounds like,
isn't it a cool name?
Some guy's name.
I love to. Yeah, Dong Quai is dribbling down the court. You're automatically going to be a pro with that name.
Let's talk about the lymph system and why it's so important. Basically, the breasts are. It's all lymphatic, right?
It's all lymphatic. So the lymph system has a it can be backed up, and there's many different ways to do that. One, you can have allergies, you can have infections. If you have a lot of infections in through the gut, and that's one thing, if the gut flora gets out of balance, you start to grow bacteria. It becomes a home for parasites, it becomes a home for viruses, and it starts to produce more and more toxins. And then as those toxins get released, the lymph system is the sewer system of the body.
Wow.
So if you have a lot of toxins, a lot of infections in your system, then the lymphatic system's going to back up. Mm-hmm. So if you can keep that the toxins down, then the lymphatic system doesn't back up, and you've got much healthier breaths.
And doesn't the lymphatic system need movement?
It does.
Uh-huh.
A very interesting thing is that fibrocystic disease is a modern problem.
A modern problem. Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you go to more primitive, less developed societies, mm-hmm. They don't have that issue.
Hmm.
And there's a couple of reasons for it, because they don't have the toxicity, and then also they wear different clothing.
Right. They don't wear bras. Probably.
They don't wear bras.
Mm-hmm.
No. And how should I put this?
Very carefully.
Movement. When things don't move, things don't pump. And also, you know, if you have underwires, it cuts off the drainage of the lymphatic system.
Yeah.
So you can get some backup on that. So, mm-hmm. you know, the having free movement, also having...
I'm all for that.
Yeah. We find a lot of problems. And one of the things we recommend for women who have fibrocystic disease is not to wear, especially underwire bras.
Underwire, yeah. And, you know, there, that's all you could find. You know, and I don't wear them, never have. Right. And it was really hard.
You do wear bras.
Yeah.
Let's clarify that. But you don't wear underwire.
Underwire, correct.
I thought I'd better clear the error on that one.
We can't go back and redo this segment. It's too late. Sorry, listeners. Right. And but you're seeing a lot more, you know, at Soma, a lot more without the underwire.
Correct.
Which is nice.
Correct. Yeah. There's a movement along that, and it really does promote a better breast health.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there, you know, the back of the lymphatic system, you know, that is, I believe, one of the causes of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having that...
When the lymph system
gets backed up, all those different types of things, you have more of a loss of the flow of the lymph system directly causes a backup in through there and toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know, you know, it's very important. You talk about movement, but even breast massage is very important. And I know when it's been applicable, you've talked to husbands about how important that is.
Sure.
You know, to move that lymph system. So... what role does exercise and diet play in breast health?
Well, exercise, the women who exercise on a regular basis have less fibrocystic disease. Exercise helps to balance out the hormones, so you get an effect along those lines. Mm-hmm. Also, with exercise, you have a situation where there is also better lymphatic flow. You have three pumps for the lymph system. You have the shoulders, you have the diaphragm, and you have the calves.
Mm.
So everything has different types of pumps along those lines, and the lymphatic system is moved according to that. That's one reason that it's one of the reasons that band conductors or orchestra symphony
mm-hmm.
Seem to live so long. Matter of fact, I'm very, very healthy, even into their 90s. Matter of fact, some of their best work is in their 90s. And the reason is because they're constantly moving their shoulders, they're using their diaphragm to breathe, and then they're going up and down on their calves.
Their toes, yeah.
So the lymph system is very important for your longevity and health. Mm-hmm. So that is something that is really, really helpful.
Right. Now, can acupuncture, massage, and chiropractic help?
Yes, acupuncture is very effective. We have many women who are having, pains with the breasts. We can hit some acupuncture points that immediately relieve the stress in the breasts,
mm-hmm.
and you can have an immediate decrease in the pain. Also, on chiropractic, opening up the shoulders. mm-hmm. Doing some adjustments on the shoulders helps to release the lymphatic tissue and makes an immediate difference.
Mm, and the pec muscles.
Jaw, TMJ, getting those released helps out quite a bit. And also cervical adjustments and dorsal adjustments. Mm-hmm. Does definitely make a big difference on that.
Well, we have about 10 seconds. Dr. Prather, anything you want to wrap up about?
Again, it's an indicator if you have fibrocystic breast disease, have too many cysts along those lines, then it's a general indication of health problems. You need to have that checked and find out what's going on and get it fixed.
Take it seriously.
Take it seriously.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.